This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Oh, wow. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us today. Welcome, Rick.
It's just outside, Buffalo.
Rick, I got a
letter. Turn up your volume for me.
Hang on.
Click.
I've got to get the wrench. Give me just a second.
Yeah, the wrench. That's it. Eric, the hammer. We
used to be able to use needle nose pliers. Now we have to use a pipe wrench. But I've got one that's 18 inches. I think I can get it to budget.
Yeah, that's coronavirus, the way it transmits. Now, that's, you know, the people and their superstitions is growing to such a point where the virus isn't the thing that's killing people. It's their imagination. And I can validate this. I am now, you know, now, number one, the problem with this virus is that it was weaponized. Why did they do that? Who did that? Oh, wait, that was Bill Gates. You know what I think? I think Bill Gates and his wife need to be sent to Wuhan to see what their money can buy. And that takes care of that problem. You know, why would anyone want to weaponize a virus? For what purpose? Well, population control. Why? You know, the whole thing is wrong, and everybody is freaking out when, in fact, it's not the killer that the flu does, the common cold. The common cold, if this is the Wuhan virus, is a variation of the common cold. It is a simple variation, just tweaked enough that now, instead of your body being able to cope with it, makes it more difficult. And oh, guess what? Our new research is going to be able to pick out the ones that are black, and we'll take them out first. That's where we're going in our weaponization of smart bullets that go around corners and are, you know, with your name on it. I have had enough, and I think that everybody listening to me right now needs to start writing letters, email, anything to Congress and saying, this is enough. It isn't about the fear. You know, that's how they control, and then they take our children, don't educate them, to the point where they're even more frightened. And these are the people that are going to take care of me when I'm in a wheelchair. I've had enough, and I'm starting to call it out as it is. It isn't going to kill you, this Wuhan virus. If you eat right and take care of your body right, not obesity, you take care of yourself, you won't be a problem to most anything unless, of course, they're making it a weapon. Black plague, yellow fever, malaria. You have not even begun to see where they're going to take all of this stuff. And if you don't think CNN is having a good time with it, this is bullshit. And I'm so sorry that nobody is calling it out like it is. This latest one I just got this morning about the pipes and how it moves from fecal matter from one story to another. Why would anyone want to be living in a high-rise in the first place? I realize most everybody is in urban cities now. But that's not going to play if the grid goes down. And if you think you're having problems with no power, imagine somebody getting the mumps at your age. There, I've done my little soapbox. Sorry about that, Vincent.
Okay, so you mentioned Bill Gates.
And yeah, I did mention
here's my take
Bill Gates.
On it.
Let's mention him more and more. Why
okay,
would
I'll be glad to.
As a philanthropist, be even interested in investing in this one as a weapon? Bill, what's that about?
Okay, let's mention... Yeah, let's mention a little bit more about Bill Gates. So I know something a little bit about this. The reason I can say that is I used to have a company that manufactured computers in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
I used to hunt in Redmond, or Redmond, Washington, before Bill Gates existed. I used to hunt rabbits there as a boy. You know, I watched this whole thing happen. And the thing I don't like about Microsoft is the backdoors. And once they took over Skype, that ruined it. Skype now is a problematic system that prior to being owned by Microsoft was not a problem. And I think it's time we start talking about that in terms of fortunes and where we want to place our money and why not. You know, the whole thing about Apple, you know, just got fined, that Apple and Microsoft, Apple just got fined for lowering the bandwidth and speed of your older telephone. So you have to upgrade in order to get the speed that you used to enjoy with your older system. It wasn't that the older systems are slower. No, it's the newer systems use a different technology, and they're edging out the older technology like Mopar did with your Ford and Chevrolet. And it's now getting to the point where I've had enough of this kind of form of capitalism. It's not about, I don't know, man, I'm done with this kind of technology, and I'm going to encourage everybody, let's move to Linux and give everybody the finger. That's the longbow that was used to have that arrow be able to pierce French armor.
I remember back in the 70s, I had Allstate Insurance. And I was renovating an old Victorian house, the first house that I ever bought.
You're in good hands.
Lots of work, so I was...
Yeah.
Well, let me finish that. I've got that's where the comment is going. And so I had a table saw, a radial arm saw, and, you know, my circular saws and my hammers. And I'd go there every couple of days to work on this house, mostly on the weekends. And I was ripping out the plaster and the lath and putting in a kitchen and a heating system and wiring and, you know, a lot of work on this house. And so one day between visits to work on the house, I would work on it after work in the evenings. And the window was jimmied. My saws were gone, my table saw, my radial arm saw. And so I filed a police report. Cop came out, took the pictures. I had pictures of it. I called Allstate. It was insured by Allstate, and they just gave me the runaround. And even though the Jimmy marks were there on the window, they did not want to pay the claim. And it was only a few hundred dollars. I mean, not $1,000. I mean, just a couple hundred dollars. And they just refused to pay the claim. And so one day I called up, and I kept calling them every week. I would call them, and hey, remember me? Yeah. I'm your, you know, I'm the guy that you won't pay the claim for, and. So finally I said, you know, I was watching TV, and this is when I had a television back in the 70s. So I was watching TV, and I saw your commercial last night, and it said that you're in good hands with Allstate. But so far, all I've gotten is the finger. And they'd never heard that before.
It's called groping your wallet.
They never heard that before.
That's where the good hands are. Yeah. Hairy in your pocket.
Yeah, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how do you know a good insurance company? You know a good insurance company by the way they handle their claims. So, you know, that was Allstate back then, and Farm Bureau has really eclipsed Allstate. Farm Bureau is the worst, in my opinion, insurance company in the universe, not just the galaxy, but the universe. But you mentioned Bill Gates, and I have a comment about that. And I know something about this, a little bit. So when I was the owner of a computer manufacturing company, we used Windows and we used other operating environments as well. But let me tell you, this is going to be stunning, class. So I'm going to just tell you about the different versions of Windows. Now, what happened was Microsoft released Windows 1.0, and nobody even knows about that, right? 1.0 in 1985. And then there was 1.02 and 1.03. That was 1986. Now, each version of Windows was defective. Let me say it a different way. Defective. And the way you would fix that is you would buy another version. So you buy the first one for $89.95 and it was price fixed. How do I know? Because everybody paid $89.95. You paid either $89.95 retail, you paid $89.95 wholesale, or you paid a little bit more if the reseller couldn't stand selling it for cost. We sold it below cost. People would say, how can you do that? And we never told them it was below cost. But so Windows 1.03 was in 1986, then there was 1.04, then 2.03, 1987. 2.10, 2.11, 3.0, that's 1990. 3.1, 3.11, that was called Windows for Work Groups, that was 1993. 3.2, 3.5, 3.51. Windows 95, Windows NT, 4.0, Windows 98, Windows 2000, Windows ME as in Millennium, Windows XP was in 2001. Then there was Windows XP Professional, 64-bit version, that was in 2005. Then Windows Vista, then Windows 7, 2009, Windows 8, Windows 8.1.
8.1, yeah.
Yeah, Windows 10. So Windows 10 came out in 2015. What I'm saying is all of those Windows versions have been defective, and you were not allowed to own any of them. The only thing you could do is license them. So Bill Gates set the standard for selling you something that you thought you owned but you did not own. How about that? What a great concept. So here's a guy that sold for $89.95, something that was broken to begin with, and he would fix it by selling you something else that would repair some of the broken damage but cause new damage, new failures, and $89.95 each time. And then what would happen is as you bought a newer version of Windows, it would have more requirements on the processor and the memory, so then you'd have to upgrade your hardware.
Now, well, that's what's happened here with me. I refuse to go Windows 10. I have an 8.1 as my highest one in 7. And now they're saying they're no longer going to offer support of 7. How dare them?
Yeah.
Like,
so here's what you do.
They're going to ruin it.
Well, that's right. So I have, I've got browsers that YouTube says we will not... Please upgrade for better performance or better experience. We will no longer support your browser. Now, YouTube doesn't work on one of my computer browsers. Can you imagine that? Used to work fine 2 weeks ago. And then you've got Netflix and you've got Prime Video, Jeff Bezos. And his system and the Netflix system is saying, oh, no, we don't know. It won't work on this Blu-ray player anymore. So you have to upgrade because they changed the rules. They changed the rules. And it's an outrage. Don't support these bozos.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. You mentioned Apple. Here's what Apple did. They intentionally released an operating system update that when people installed it on their phones, their phones slowed down. So what they did was they said, well, you know, this is an older phone, and the battery pack is starting to have less ability to hold a charge. So what Apple did was they created an operating system update that would slow down the phone. So people would say, geez, you know, how much does it cost to have a battery installed? And it's very difficult to install your own battery replacement in an Apple phone, actually any phone. They're designed so you can't. And so Apple, in order to sell more phones, came up with an update, an operating system update, that when you installed it, it would say you need this, and you just say, okay. Yep. If you say I need it, yep, I guess I do. And then it slowed down the phone, and you go, oh, man, this is terrible. I get, you know, how much is that? $79 for a battery. All right, well, you know, I guess this thing is so slow, I guess I'll get a new phone. That's what they did. How much were they fined? About 25 million euros. 25 million euros. About 27 million dollars or 25 million euros for slowing down. Fraud. Fraud. Consumer fraud. That's what this is. Let me say it a different way. Consumer fraud. So when you think Apple is this nice company, it's run. The CEO is a homo. Me first, homo. Do you need any more proof that when people do immoral things, they do immoral things? So in the bedroom, oh, it's okay what he does. He's just a homo. Well, here's what he's done to you. He has slowed down your phone to force you into thinking that you need a new phone. Before the upgrade, before that new upgrade or update in the operating system, your phone was fine. That's fraud.
They, in fact, fined Apple for doing that. And we're talking like several, I think it's $200 million. I don't know what the actual fine was, but it's in the millions, $100 million, something like that, for doing that. And this is just the tip of our icebergs.
I'm going to
go into what they're doing with food next, because if you think they're doing it just in electronics and automobiles, that has been turned into a weapon, just like the virus. And I am here to call, as a physicist, I'm saying this is wrong. The whole mythology of it, it's wrong. And it's going to go down in history as such. And I want everybody to understand, 200 years from now, they're going to be seen for what they really were. They're non-human. That's it.
Rick, I've got a landline here at the farmhouse. And I call people on the landline. I use the landline, all the time. And do you know the phone system that I have for this landline, I bought in the 90s. So it's, let's say, 35 years old. Do you know?
It's actually less than 1G technology.
Yeah,
and we're up to 4G technology.
Here's the point. I have never downloaded an upgrade for the software for my landline. Do you know that? In 35 years? I've never had to upgrade the software because it just works and works and works and works. It does everything today that it used to. It's a four-line system, and it works beautifully, and it continues to work every day.
My systems are similar, except I am noticing the quality of sound is lousier. And it's not that it's wearing out and my audio is going sour. It's that the 4G technology is actually, what it does is it clips certain bandwidths that were not clipped with 1G or 2G technology. And now they want to upgrade to 5G, which will make my landline inoperable. I constantly am saying, what did you say? Could you repeat that? Your voice is muffled.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The head of the Iowa Democratic Party is resigning after last week's caucus debacle there. Troy Price saying in a resignation letter that his presence as chairman makes it more difficult for the party there to move forward from the caucuses. A coding error in an app led to a significant delay in reporting the results. A former party chairman in Polk County, Iowa, says of Price's decision,
he operated with some class. He took responsibility for what happened, and he didn't blame anybody else.
Tom Henderson there speaking to CBS News. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo will be at the White House to meet with President Trump today on the federal decision to block New York residents from the Trusted Travelers program because it now allows illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses. A magnitude 6.9 earthquake struck off the coast of northeastern Japan earlier, but there's no reports of major damage. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Rick, I don't know if you just heard that Smokey Bear commercial. You know, they changed it. Maybe they realized that we were right when we challenged them and said...
Yeah, well, it isn't that's going to prevent the forest fires anymore, cowboy. Tell you, they're all... Listen, I remember when loggers were unemployed and would set forest fires so that they could harvest morels.
Yeah.
That's Rick, how they do it out west. How does that work for you? And Australia, I'm not even going to go there on why they did those fires. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's really, it's a devious plan to set fires to make land worth less and then say, you know what, this was worth more, but since it's all burned up now, it's not worth so much, so we'll buy it at, you know, pennies on the dollar. That's a plan of, if you look at big business, these wealthy people, they make it through concessions, from favors from government. For example, President Donald Trump has been known to get tax advantages for his apartment buildings in New York City. He'd work with the mayor and kind of bludgeon the mayor into giving tax incentives, tax relief, that the little guys who are apartment landlords did not get. And then you look at Bezos, and he bludgeons the Postal Service and the other mail delivery or package delivery companies by promising them large volume in exchange for lower rates. And the little companies can't do that, so nobody can compete on shipping with Amazon. Nobody. And so once they beat everybody out of the competitive arena, and only Amazon is left, then prices will come up. And if you want proof of that, the Chinese factory outlet.
Let me tell you the latest on Amazon. I just reinstated, because I can't beat them, so I have to join them type of thing, in selling books with my seller's account on Amazon. And they've got a brand new policy. I called yesterday. I'm forming a ticket on a complaint. And I got a really nice individual from India, and he understood my problem and could not help me. What are they doing? They don't pay you until the package has been received. Like if I'm sending it bulk mail, it takes 1 week, so at 6 days, then they add another 7 days to make sure that that person doesn't do a complaint before they release the money. Now that means they're holding my money for a minimum of 2 weeks, and they're holding it when they've taken out their $56, their $37, that came out immediately, and I can't get my money for 14 days. Now, I have to pay postage, I have to pay for my inventory, my labor, and all the rest of it, and I have to wait 2 weeks, and that's Amazon's newest policy. There's nothing. So how much am I going to get? I don't know. Why? Because in a 2 week period, it's hard to keep track of what's going on with PayPal. The moment PayPal gets that money, I can go in there and get my money. And Amazon is 2 weeks, and I want to just, what I would love to do is start a movement where everybody boycotted Amazon for everything. See how that one plays, Seattle?
Well, that's a great, lofty plan, except
it won't work. I'm even with God's help, and let me tell you, I'm a David that couldn't pick up a big enough rock. Mm-hmm. And it's because of Amazon, and there is within Amazon, I'm going to call the legal department today, there is within Amazon a for-hire nefarious that will cause problems with for a fee. I've got it. I've identified it. Now, let's say, when I call their legal, what they do about it or how much news.
Rick, you mentioned Linux. Let me share with the class Linux. I use Linux here. Linux is a viable alternative to Microsoft Windows. And you can use it and you can download it for free. And then you'll create a CD or a DVD, and you will then install it on your PC. It's absolutely free. And the one that I have is Linux Mint, M-I-N-T. So you can go to your favorite search engine, which should be DuckDuckGo, and look up Linux download, and you'll find the one for Mint. And you can download it. It'll take maybe an hour, if you have a slow internet like we do. And you can then install it on a PC. And it's unbelievable. It comes with office. That would be, you know, the writer. It comes with the spreadsheet. It comes with the database. It comes with the drawing program. It comes with the audio program, so you can listen to audio. You can pop a DVD in your PC and listen to the audio from it. It has it all. And almost every single application, almost every one, is free. It will do almost everything that Microsoft Office will do, except you'll need some applications to convert. Like, let's say you have a payroll program and you want that to run under Linux. You'll have to have something called Wine, which stands for Wine is not an emulator. That's what it stands for, and it will emulate Windows. So but not everything works under Wine either. But you'll find a slight learning curve, but if it's on your screen, you will swear it's Windows. It looks like it, it feels like it, and it works. And there's no blue screens, meaning the screen, it doesn't lock up the same way that Windows locks up. And there's no charge, and you don't have to keep paying for upgrade after upgrade after upgrade, and it works. So I've been using Linux for since the 90s, and it's great. So you might want to consider that. I'm not a Linux guru. I mean, it's a craft unto itself. But I think you'll be able to install it, and I think you'll be able to live with it. And I think you'll really like it, and it's free. And it pulls that $89 plus from Microsoft. So that's the update on Linux. Rick, I'd like to read a letter I received, and I do not want to identify the person who wrote this. I was hoping to get permission a couple days ago to, you know, put the person's name on it, but I don't have that. So this, let's just assume that this is from a teacher. And I have to change a few words so that the identifiers are not in this letter. And this addresses something you were talking about earlier, Rick. And here it is. Dear Vincent, I just received this recently. Dear Vincent, since you've expressed concern before about this issue, I decided to do a little experiment to see how accurate your concerns were. You, unfortunately, were right. I'm sending you an example of an 8th grade class writing their name in cursive. I've been substituting in a school miles from my other school since October. This town is in the county seat of the county. Now, I have to change a few words, so it may not seem as eloquent as she wrote it, or he wrote it. Since this school is about twice the size of the high school I used to teach in, I was hopeful that they had a somewhat higher standard. Not true. A friend who is a teacher in Texas has told me that Texas schools will begin teaching cursive again next year. That is encouraging. Another problem I've seen is that students cannot tell time on a regular wall clock. They must look at their phone, which everyone has, to see the time in digital form. I had hoped that the other teachers would support me in teaching students to at least sign their name in cursive. When I asked one of the teachers if it bothered her that most students could not write cursive, her response was, "No, not really. I'll be gone in a couple of years. I really don't care." What do you say to that? If teachers don't care, that's a horrible problem. Their comments and attitudes hurt as much as the original problem. 15 minutes a day would be all it takes to teach these children what they need. It seems like such a simple fix. I feel guilty and embarrassed to be part of a profession that has failed. And it's not the students' fault. It's the fault of the adults. Thank you for letting me vent. Now tell me what to do. I'm sure that Robert from Kansas would have something to say to me. Tell your wife I said hi. And it was signed. I'm looking at the examples, the photocopy of the signatures of these students, 8th grade students' names in what they think is cursive. One of them is like a shaky hand of a, oh, I don't know, a 90-year-old. And this is an eighth grader. One of them has a lowercase first letter of the first name and an uppercase first letter of the last name. Some of them I can't even figure out what the letters are. Like if you said to me, what is this person's name? I can't read it. I can't read it because they can't write in cursive. They don't know how to form the letters. I'm looking at an example of a first and last name. Both start with lowercase letters. When were we ever taught to sign our name with lowercase first letters of our first name and last name? When? It's embarrassing. It's a descriptive failure of the educational system. Now, these aren't third graders.
Family that values the child as the single most expensive item in their household. Not their car, not their home, the child. And yet, they would send it off, like to a mechanic, to fix it. And look how it's being fixed.
Well, it's broken. It is absolutely broken. Young people today do not know how to use a checkbook, meaning write a check. They don't know how to do that.
Or double entry, pegboard, you know, where you write down in a column what the expense was for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They don't understand interest, simple interest, meaning they don't understand that how much they will repay if they buy on time, meaning they get it now and they pay for it over time. They don't understand that. They don't understand that no payments...
I don't understand that one. You know, interest rates and 10% as opposed to 29% and credit cards. That part is so convoluted as to be criminal.
I did an experiment at Tractor Supply Company. They had a discount if you applied for the credit card, so I did. And I was turned down. They said that what I said would not justify them giving me a credit card with a very low limit. I'll tell you a little bit more about that when we come back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I was at this tractor supply company, and they said, "Hey, you can have a discount if you, discount card, and you get discounts off your purchases if you apply for this credit card." So I did, right there at the cash register, right then and there. And the gal said, "Oh, you're declined." It was nice. Everybody got a chance to know that. And so here's the reason why I'm telling you this. Our family credit score is about 838, and it bumps up and down a couple points. That's in the top 1.5% of all credit scores in the country. I have not had a job in 31 years. Mrs. Finelli has not had a job way longer than that. Okay, so we just do our own thing. We're just a bunch of farmers. And yet our credit score is high, but yet we can't get a credit card from this lousy tractor supply company. And I'm talking about a little tiny limit, like $500. Now, the other credit cards we have credit card limits like $24,000. And we pay them off every month. We do not pay interest. We're allergic to paying interest. Here's the point I'm trying to make. These lousy, disgusting, filthy, usurious credit card companies are in control. The credit scores determine what you're going to pay for insurance. So if you have a less than stellar FICO score on your credit worthiness, you will pay higher insurance, higher homeowners insurance, higher automobile insurance. You will, because it's all tied together. These guys are thicker than thieves, the insurance companies, the banks. So I just wanted to let you know that these guys, these international and United States bankers have got us by the throat. Now, I really don't care about this particular tractor supply credit card. I'll shop wherever I get the best deal, and I refuse to turn over one more cent than I have to anybody. So, class, start your own company. Start your own company.
I'd like to change a direction here real quickly. Everybody wants to know what Russia, for example, is doing with the coronavirus. They are using chaga mushroom that grows on birch and birch trees, and the birch bark, they make a tea out of it, which is also wintergreen. That is where most of your wintergreen oil comes from is birch bark. And chaga mushroom is a polysaccharide, and those things are putting oxygen into your body on a cellular level. Now, I've been told to walk on rice paper when giving you remedies. And I'm going to say this, that you should not worry about the coronavirus at this time, even in its weaponized form, because basically there's nothing that is known that will cure it. If they're going to come out with inoculations next, that's what Bill Gates and all of those people are about. Immunization expenses. And that won't work either. The best and only way I know to combat these viruses is good health and healthy eating habits. And that's that. It is your body that overcomes the cold. It is your body that will overcome most all of these different viruses that they're now weaponizing. And as long as you realize that, there will be people that die. That's because they're not healthy. It is your body that will save your life. And that's why you treat it right.
So, Rick, you're really not saying don't worry about the coronavirus.
As long as you're in good health, healthy-wise, keeping your body healthy, there's nothing that it can't overcome, including malaria.
Rick, now, are you saying that we don't have to worry about hopping on an airplane or hopping on a cruise ship or going to...
Because not so much the virus, but because they're going to put you in quarantine to make sure you're going to get sick.
Okay, so...
I mean, how
so
would you like to be on that ship that went to seven different countries before it could find sanctuary? You know, where it could, I mean, they wouldn't take it in the Philippines. They wouldn't take it in Taiwan. They wouldn't take, the ship was not allowed in. There was nobody sick on the ship. They were just on board that ship. This is a good time not to travel except in the United States and enjoy other parts of our country. And further, who wants to visit where there are large volumes of people? Children, that's one of the things about public school that's good, is that's where you're exposed. At a young enough age, you build up antibodies. And why teachers are sick all the time, because they're being exposed to the diversity of children's illnesses. Not much you can add to that one.
Well, no, I totally agree with that. However, you wouldn't catch me on a cruise ship, nor would you catch me on a subway, nor would you catch me on a train, a bus,
Murder on the Orient
or an airplane.
Always thought that was a cool ride. Just kidding.
Yeah. Well, I think you got to be stupid to get on a cruise ship. Why would anybody get on a cruise ship? We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.